Could you give your name,
please? Excuse me?
Oh, could you say your name?
Oh, Sharon Wall, and we are from New Hampshire.
I am Kenneth Wall, also from New Hampshire.
Thank you. I'm Mana Nazar. I'm from Hawaii, but this is my first year.
Wow.
We just, yeah. Yes. He's also a freshman. And
I'm Ian. I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Rochester, New York.
We have an
Ian. We came from Rochester.
Oh, yes.
Actually, Leroy.
My family's like originally from East Rochester.
Ah, oh. That's where the rich people are.
Yeah, we were on the west side.
Yeah. Are you enjoying your freshman year?
Yes, so far.
Yeah.
It's only been 3 weeks, but I think a lot of our sleep schedules are already starting to change overnight.
Yes.
It's a great experience.
Yes, so it's just so different, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love the freedom that we have, and just like the more, like we just have so many more options in high school. And
mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And just being on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
Scary, but great.
It's fun.
Yeah. You must be very exceptional, because we were just listening to the president mm-hmm. of the university. He gave a talk, and he was saying this freshman class is, you know, have all 4.0s. They all got 1460.
64,000 applications mm-hmm. for 3,000.
Yes. And so, you're exceptional.
Oh, thank you.
We were too.
Yeah, sort of.
What was the application process like when you first enrolled into Boston University? Was it, because right now for us, it's like a computer. It's on a computer. It's an online platform.
It was all paper, obviously. It was all paper, and I think it was, I don't remember how much it cost, maybe $50, something like that.
It's actually cheaper than that one,
yeah,
even though it's an email.
Maybe it's $10. It was very cheap. But I only applied to two schools, Boston University and Syracuse University.
Oh.
And when I heard from Boston University, I never even finished this Syracuse application. I loved Boston.
Mm-hmm.
My sister went to Endicott College in Beverly, which is just north of here.
Mm-hmm.
And going through Boston, I was in love with it. And coming from a city, I fell in love with Boston. So
mm-hmm.
I was lucky.
What was the city like back when you were still a student, or when you were about to become a student?
It was very different. Mm-hmm. You know, you had the downtown. You didn't go too far downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It was the combat zone. That's mm-hmm. what we called it back in those days. It was very. You know, movie theaters and so on and so forth. It was in the Tremont area. Now it's all clean. It's totally different. And, of course, the waterfront, never went down there. We used to go to Durgan Park, which I guess is no longer there, the restaurant in Faneuil Hall.
I don't know the geography. I don't know the area enough yet. But I will.
It was now, of course, it's a huge tourist attraction. It's gorgeous how they fixed up the marketplace there. And but that was, you know, you didn't go down unless you went with several friends. And
mm-hmm.
Now they, of course, they've, you know, they put in the Rose Kennedy Greenway, and they just beautified the waterfront. So Back Bay, Copley area was also not so good, not so nice. Beyond mm-hmm. Copley Square, but they put in new hotels. I mean, they've done a tremendous amount of, you know, improvements in the last 50 years, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So it has improved, and it's beautiful now. I mean, I think it's a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
I originally came from the New York City area, and I mm-hmm. much prefer Boston to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has more, I don't know, just history, class.
Mm-hmm.
It's more manageable as far as traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you know, going to school here was just, you know,
mm-hmm.
easy and wonderful. And taking the tea and going into town, you've got the Pops, you've got so much culture, the
mm-hmm.
opera, the ballet, and
mm-hmm.
There's so much to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Fraternities weren't that important to us here, or to me anyway,
mm-hmm.
because of, you know, so many other things that we could do.
Are there fraternities and sororities on campus?
Yes, there
are.
There is.
They're a little bit farther out, I think.
Is the ones on our campus MIT?
Yeah, there's further down Bay State, mm-hmm. over by like Kilchin Hall's MIT frats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I think we're in a row of frats all from MIT.
I think most of the BU houses are in Austin.
Are they? Okay. It's different when you're in the city. You know, you have so many other cultural opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so many art museums and exhibitions here.
Now. It's fabulous. Absolutely. And that added to the draw of the university, the interest in coming here.
Yeah, so cultural and history.
We still like to come into Boston. Mm-hmm. And this is wonderful to us, you know. Mm-hmm. Being an alumni is wonderful.
They treat us well.
Yes, they do.
Do you come to the alumni event is this an annual?
It's an annual event. We've been a couple of times, but this is my 50th since I graduated in 69. So this is my 50th, and I just thought this is, we've been to others, but I thought this one is definitely, we have to go to because it's special.
This castle is beautiful. I didn't know. I first walked past it in the evening, and I was really confused. I was like, what is that building?
It was the home of the president of the university, but it was never open to the public. And there was no reason to come in.
It's a luxury to live here.
It's beautiful. Now it's for us, the alumni. It's fabulous.
What field of study are you planning on going into?
I'm currently majoring in mathematics. I didn't specify which specific field yet, but I'm just kind of open to looking around, seeing what I really want to do. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's wonderful.
I'm doing mechanical engineering. I'm hoping to concentrate in aerospace.
They have a lot of good programs here.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. That's nice.
What did you do to study while you were at Boston University?
I was in the business school. Uh-huh. And when I got out, I went into wholesale clothing and then retail clothing. Mm-hmm. And I had my own business for a number of years.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. And I didn't graduate from here.
Oh,
She's married to me.
I see.
That's our connection.
Yes.
What was it like to start opening up a business back in,
scary.
Was it 1980?
Yes.
Around there?
Yes. It was it was scary. It was at a time when I had a choice. I had gone up to Western New York with a company that sent me up there. But then when I was no longer working for them, I had an opportunity to go back to the New York metropolitan area where I came from. Mm-hmm. But I had fallen in love with Western New York, having always been in the city, the country, the atmosphere. I just loved the country and decided to settle there rather than go back to the big city and start a business in a small town rather than a big city. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful when, small towns all had all your businesses, you went downtown once or twice a week to go buy shoes, go to the jewelry store, go to any type of shop. And of course, now that no longer exists because they have the malls.
Amazon.
Eventually the malls came in and Rochester, Buffalo, became just over malled and the downtowns were dying out. And but now, of course, the malls are dying because of the internet, I don't feel happy about that, but it's like
a
revenge.
Lot is changing.
So it was, but it was my choice, and I have no regrets. I enjoyed life we live in a rural area in New Hampshire, and we're close enough to Boston to enjoy the culture, and I still like that, and that's our way of having a good life.
I think it's amazing that Boston kept so many of its older buildings in it, the brownstones.
Yes, it has a lot of character, unlike New York City, which is glass and steel and doesn't have that.
I've never actually been to New York City before, so I don't know what it looks like.
If you go way downtown, maybe you'll see some of the older buildings where their streets have actually names. Uh-huh. But Boston, it just has so much history. Mm-hmm. The Freedom Trail, just walking along that. And, so many things happened here in our history as a country. And it's just, it fascinated me.
I like what they've done to try to save the old buildings and put a new use to them. And I think that's great. I really do. It's, yeah. I came from a small college where we, you know, had a quad and
lots of green.
That. Yes. And I asked,
this was different here.
Yes. I said, this is your quad? You call it the beach?
But I'm sure there's flowers. It's, you know, it's quiet. It's very nice.
When I first heard beach, I was imagining like an actual beach. And then when I was like, of course. Yeah, I was like, what was I expecting?
No.
Yes. It's so beautiful.
But it is a beautiful spot.
It is.
You know, I mean, on a spring, summer, fall day, to lie out there, it's terrific. And that's all you need. That's all you really need.
I'm excited to experience fall because I've never really experienced fall yet.
Oh,
so
that's
I'm looking,
right.
Yeah, like leaves changing, and people are like, "Oh, it's going to be beautiful." And I was like, "Oh, I'm looking forward to it." Cause
yes,
you will. It is. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. I mean, we had a chance to retire, perhaps south, but we might have no interest in going south. Yeah, Florida.
That's where old people live.
And you'll, and snow is also beautiful.
I've never seen snow yet either.
For a treat.
People are like, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it because it's so cold. And I'm like, I already know I'm going to be cold.
Get a good coat and you'll be fine.
And boots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know Buffalo.
Yeah.
Well, you know Rochester, you know, Lake Effect. But just get a good coat and you'll be all set. There's no reason for you to be cold.
Mm-hmm. Were there any like traditions or maybe like events you guys did when you were a student on campus? Maybe like not even necessarily affiliated with like nature, but just.
No, I mean, it was more academic. Just, you know, there were a lot of protests in those days.
Vietnam War.
I was here from 65 to 69. There was a lot of protests going on against the war, and that was as I was telling Martin, that was a big, big concern for all the students. Back to all the male students, and because we had a draft. So, and we were lucky enough and privileged enough to be here because you had a deferment from the draft. So that's why they said it was a poor man's war, because those who couldn't afford to go to college, you know, the underprivileged, whatever, were the ones who were drafted. So that was on your mind. That was on my mind. And my junior year, I joined I signed up for the Army National Guard because that would get me out of the draft and going to Vietnam. And senior year, I found out that I was accepted, so that was my choice. So it was a troubling time, scary time for a young man.
Mm-hmm. And you may be going into some troubling times too in the future, and not just the males.
Well,
they just had that climate strike.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And that's
did you get involved in that?
No, I couldn't.
No. There was a couple people in our
class that actually went. We had a class. We actually had the class we're here for right now.
Right.
During the strike. And so I think two students maybe from our class were able to go.
They're going to have it every Friday, supposedly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, until
to get another chance.
Until something is done. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful to see that kind of protest.
Mm-hmm. I saw a lot in Hawaii just because we had our controversy about them building on Mauna Kea, the telescope, and we had a lot of protests on our island for that. So it's just, I've never been to a march or like any protests here, so I'd like to see one, maybe participate in one.
There might be, we never know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as we get closer to the elections, next year, I think things will start to heat up a bit.
Mm-hmm. If they haven't already.
But I heard they were also protesting about, people were upset about the sirens. They had sirens went off in Hawaii for a second time, false sirens, a second time, and people just, they were showing that people were not even paying attention this time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the wolf, the boy who cried wolf.
It was very bad.
Yeah.
Like when we first got like a notification, we were all freaking out, and like people were like calling everyone. Like I wasn't with my parents, and I was actually on a hike, so I was on top of a mountain, and I couldn't get back down in time because they were like, and the missile actually got launched, we're like, you have 10 minutes, but you can't get down a mountain in 10 minutes. So then I thought it was done for, and we're freaking out. We were just calling family, my friends and I, and we find out, like, it's all of a sudden, we're all really mad.
Yeah.
But,
Now, what made you choose Boston University?
I think it was just the change. I really wanted to, so for college, I knew that if I didn't get out of Hawaii for college, I would honestly never get out. Just the weather, the pace, it's just really comfortable living in Hawaii. And then so I wanted to just experience something new. And I tried to apply to places as far as I could from home. And that was, that was Boston, because it was a 10, it's a 10-hour flight. And then I came here. It's just beautiful. The change, it was just so overwhelming, because it was the second time I've been to the mainland when I went to visit, when I came to visit Boston before I accepted the offer of admission. And I was just amazed. I've never seen buildings, like even the brownstones, I've never seen buildings like that before. So I was like, it's kind of like Europe. And I was like freaking out.
Yes, there is a European influence, obviously, the first settlers, and it has stayed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Good
and you had BU, right? Mm-hmm. Buffalo University.
UB.
I
did a few classes there.
Yeah.
That one's interesting, because that was like the North Campus was built during like the Vietnam War, so they constructed it to like prevent protests. So there's no real quads there.
It's all no gathering places.
The buildings like chop up the structures. So it's not easy to get gathered.
Good. Good to know.
And why did you choose Boston U?
I always loved Boston. I have family up in Albany, and then when I'd visit them for like a week, we'd come down here, because it's only like a 2-hour drive. I just love the city.
See, that was me. So many other people. It's a fascinating. Try to take advantage of the city. You know? The symphony is fabulous. The ballet is first rate.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We go to the Nutcracker every winter, you know, November, December. Yeah, they have the Nutcracker. The ballet, and it's just, we've been to the one in, well, others, but one in New York City, and I think
Boston's. I think Giselle is playing right now, I believe. Is it Giselle?
Yes, that's on right now. Giselle is playing right now? Yes. And there's Broadway shows. So many things to take advantage of.
There's actually an event for our Honors College coming up in October, I believe. We're going to the Boston Playwright Theater, I think that's it.
Okay, I am so sorry.
Oh,
we have a private reception that's getting ready to start.
Okay.
So you can either continue upstairs on the second floor or
find another home.
It's up to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad you're here.
Yes.
Do you two already have to head out already, or
no? We don't have to.
Can we just ask a little more questions about maybe like specifically the Vietnam War?
Sure, that's good.
Thank you.
I'm going.
Is this yours?
What's that?
That's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Okay. This sounds delightful. Thank you so much for coming. Okay, go upstairs. Yes, please do. Yes, and there's lounges on both. The elevator to go upstairs, you need to go through the door there to get into the admission center.